The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 29th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Thus, after manifesting variegatedness, the effulgent Mahatattva, which contains all the universes within itself, which is the root of all cosmic manifestations, and which is not destroyed at the time of annihilation, swallows up the darkness which covered the effulgence at the time of dissolution.
Visham atmagatam banyan kutastu yagadankula satirusha tibatibram Atma Prasaparam Tama. Visham Atma Gatam. This body, everyone's body, is also a small universe. Whatever the arrangement is there in this body, the similar arrangement is there in the whole universe. The principle is the same. The same arrangement is within the seed of a banyan tree. We have got practical experience that a small seed a banyan tree, very small, but the potency within the seed is there, a big tree. So, these universes are also coming, like a small seed. Therefore, innumerable universes, jasyaika nishvasita kalamathavalam. From the breathing of Mahavishnu, the small particles are coming and they are developing into big manifestation of universal form. Similarly, our desire is also very small. We are very small. 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair, still we have got desires and everything adding to the desire. As soon as there is creation, everything fructifies, everything comes out. It is called suptathitanyaya. Suptathitanyaya means just like one man is sleeping, and in the morning when he is awakened, in the sleeping stage, he forgot himself. He is wandering in dream some other part of the world. He forgot this body and the bodily circumstances, everything. But as soon as he is awakened, he remembers everything. That darkness of ignorance covering is immediately gone. And he remembers that I will have to do this, I will have to do that, go to my office or my business place. But he forgot everything. After annihilation, we living entities, we forget everything. That like at night we are forgetting everything of these bodily activities. And again, during daytime, we are forgetting everything of the night dream. This is going on. Similarly, at the time of annihilation, prakriti jananti mamikam, kalpakhaye, when this millennium will be ended. At the end of Brahma's life, at that time, the living entity will stay in the body of the Mahavishnu. What is that sound? And again, when we are let loose from the when there is creation, our old remembrances all come in and we begin our life. This is the process of going bhutta bhutta praliya. Sakridusha apavittam tibram atma prasapanam. So the darkness is there and the light is also there. Simply we have to be awakened. Therefore Vedas, they instruct us that don't sleep, get up, uttishtata prapta varan nivodhata, jagrata. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, kato nidra jao maya pisa chira kole, jibi jago, gora chanda bala. Gorachand means Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, all the living entities, you get up, be awakened. We may say, now you are awakened. This is not awakening. This is also slumber in darkness of ignorance. Real awakening is when we come to our spiritual consciousness, that is real life. Janisha sarva-bhutana, tasmin jagrati sangyami. This is not this awakening state. This is not real awakening. Real awakening comes when we understand Aham Brahmasmi. At the present moment, we are not awakening, still sleeping. Because we are thinking, every one of us, I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. In this way, we are conscious of the designation. So we have to get out of the designation, and when we shall understand our real identity, not this bodily identity, but spiritual soul identity, that is called Brahma-bhūta. Otherwise, we are Jīva-bhūta. So long we are identifying with this body, we are still sleeping. Kato nidra jao maya pisachira kole. Just like a child sleeps on the lap of the mother. Similarly, we are sleeping on the lap of mother material. So we have got the power to be awakened. Satyajasa, that power we have got. But we have to awaken it by good association, by sadhu-sangha. Sadhu-sangha is good association. Then we are awakened. Adho-sadhya-tato-sadhu-sangha. If we have little faith that we require awakening of spiritual consciousness, we should not sleep under the spell of this material consciousness. A little faith will help us. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Salpam api yasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. Mahato bhaya. There is great dangerous position that we do not know because we are sleeping. if a man is sleeping and somebody is coming to kill him, he does not know that somebody is coming to kill me. Immediately I will be dead. There are so many cases of murder while a man is sleeping. Similarly, in this sleeping state of ignorance that I am this body, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, there is greatest danger. So somebody required, the man is sleeping and another man is coming to kill him, a third person is required to awake him. Mr. Such and Such, get up, get up, get up. The man is coming to kill you. So the ear is open, although the man is sleeping, all other parts of the body, limbs of the body are inactive. So the ear is open. So therefore the Vedic mantras are called Shruti. We have to hear the mantra, just like if a man is bitten by a snake, he is caused to hear the snake charma's mantra. Still there are, so that he can become awakened. And it is said in the Chanakya Pandit Shloka, mantra sadi vasa sarpa. Mantra is polystyle. By mantra, a snake-bitten person can be brought into life. There are still some snake charmers in the villages. In our Mayapur, there is a Mohammedan. He can cure the snake-bitten case by mantra still. So this mantra is required, the Vedic mantra, to hear mantra. This chanting of these verses is also hearing the Vedic mantra. So you should take chance. And the most important mantra is Mahamantra. Mahamantra, we are sleeping. But this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, if we hear, somehow or other, therefore the greatest benefit or welfare activity is to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra so that others can hear. But unfortunately, when you chant loudly, others they think it is nuisance. That is the dividend. But actually, it is the process of acne. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Cetadarpanamarjanam. If we hear this mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then the mistaken ideas, cetadarpanamarjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. Everything, whatever we are thinking, doing, imagining, making plan, etc. The heart is so nice, it keeps a stock, photographic stock. Sometimes we have got experience, all of a sudden, a thought comes, which has no connection with my present experience, still all of a sudden. So, in the heart, there are so many stocks of different lives. Because I am passing through different lives. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. So stock is there. It comes like bubble. Just like we'll find in some reservoir of water, big, all of a sudden some bubble comes. Similarly, the heart is the stock of so many dirty things. Dirty things mean this experience of this many dirty things. Because we are covered, we are spirit soul, we are now covered by these material dirty things. So it can be removed. Satyajasa. There is such potency of the spirit soul that it can come out. Simply the attempt should be made, assisted by a superior person, that is called spiritual master. He can guide and we can come out of this slumber, sleeping in ignorance. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very easy process, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasiva, 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 Gatinannasa. There is no other method for our spiritual problem. Simply chant Hare Krishna Mantra, and there is no loss on our power. And if we chant Hare Krishna Mantra, there is no loss. You can chant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Niyamita smaranena kala. There is no hard and fast rule for chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Everyone can attain. Even the children, they are also chanting. There is no loss, but gain is very much. That is the greatest gain. Cheta dharpana madhan. That requires. Cheta dharpana madhan. Just like in the mirror, if it is covered with dust, you cannot see your face. But if you cleanse the mirror very nicely, then you can see your actual face. Similarly, when our this heart is cleansed, and within the heart, Krishna is there. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtati. If we try to cleanse our heart, then Krishna is already there. He will help immediately. Sinnadang sakatha krishna punna sabana kirtana riddhantasya avadrani vidhunati. Avadrani, the same dirty thing. Krishna is always ready to help us, provided if we take his help. Krishna is so nice as Paramatma. He is living within the heart and he is always ready to give us good advice and guide us. Chaitya Guru. Guru within the heart. And this external spiritual master is Krishna's representative. When he sees that this living entity is little serious, he wants to know me, he wants to come to me, so he helps from within and he sends his representative from without. So from within and from without, Krishna is ready to help us, provided we become little anxious, saddha. To create this saddha, little faith, we are trying to open these branches all over the world, and people who are taking advantage of this little inclination will help. But there must be inclination. We are not dull stone that we have no power. We have got little power. That little independence is there because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is fully independent, and we being minute part and parcel of Krishna, we have got also little independence. Don't forget this. And misuse of this independence is the cause of our material existence. Misuse. So still, Krishna is so kind. He comes, paritranam sadhunam, vinasaya cha duskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya. If you simply become little inclined, sarpamasi yasya dharmas, little inclined, then Krishna will help us. Tatva sadanmam charanambujam hari bhajanna pakkauta patittatu jadi. If somebody is little inclined and out of sentiment or understanding, he gives us everything, sadharma. That is the primary requisition. Krishna says, sarvadharman parityaja. This sarvadharman means everyone has got a particular type of occupational duty. That is called sadharma. Generally, the brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, they have got particular type of duties. And as Krishna says, sarvadharman parityaja. You give up your brahmana dharma, or kshatriya dharma, or vaishya dharma, shudra dharma, or Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, this dharma, that dharma. Sarvadharma means everything. Sarvadharman parityaja. If we little inclined, that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, taktva sadharmam charanambujam hari. He gives up all other duties. I am no more any followers of any dharma. I am followers of Krishna's lotus feet. If this determination is there, then everything is possible. There is a verse, Aradhita Jadi Hari Samasata Takim. If you take the shelter of the lotus feet of Hari, Krishna, Aradhita, and worship Him, Aradhita Jadi Hari Stapasata Takim, then there is no more necessity of austerities, penances, and so many other things. Simply this is the path. Aradhita Jadi Hari Stapasata Takim. Naradhita Jadi Hari Stapasata Takim. And after undergoing your religious principles and ritualistic ceremonies and austerities, penances, fully executing the occupational duty, everything done, but naradhita hari, but you could not understand how the tapasata came, then what is the use of your this tapasata? There is no use. It is simply waste of time. Samaye vahi kevalo. This is confirmed everywhere. Samaye vahi kevalo. Dharmasanasthita pungsang visakshena kathasuja notpadaya dhrati jadi samaye vahi kevalo. That you are executing your occupational very nicely. Suppose if you are from material point of view, you are big businessman or big medical practitioner, big engineer or anything. Everyone has got some occupational duty. So if you are doing your duties very nicely, dharma sanusthita, very nicely you are doing, pungsa, but you have no Krishna consciousness. Your functioning in duties, occupational duties very nicely, but you do not develop Krishna consciousness. Dharma sanusthita pungsa, visakshena kathasuja. Visakshena, Krishna's another name is visakshena. So, if we do not become interested in hearing about Krishna, Krishna Rama, or there are so many names of Krishna, Govinda, Narayan, he has got many forms. So, Krishna means including all these forms. So, visakshena kathasya, notpada is a thing, yadi. If you do not get interested to hear about the Supreme Lord, then samaye vahi kevalam. You're discharging very faithfully your occupational duty. It's simply labor of love. It has no meaning. So, this is the point. The Bhagavad instruction is that you must be careful of being successful by discharging your duties. That should be your point of view. You do not remain blind. You see that you are successful. So how it is successful? That is also given indication in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sanasthita pungsang. This is also there. Saṁsiddhi haritosanam. Sanasthitasya dharmasya. Saṁsiddhi haritosanam. Atappung me dijasreshta. There is a big meeting of very, very learned Brahmins at Naimisharan. Perhaps you know Naimisharan. There is a place in Uttar Pradesh near Lucknow. There is a place, Naimisharan. So long, long ago, say 4,000, 5,000 years ago, there was a big meeting of learned Brahmins. In that conference, this resolution was passed. What is that resolution? Atappung me dijasreshta varnasama vibhagasa. Now we are assembled here, guided by the learned Brahmins. There were Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras also. So the resolution was passed. The president was Sudha Goswami. The Atappung me dijasreshta, they addressed the learned Brahmins. Dijasreshta. Dija means twice born. Twice born, one born, one birth by the father and mother, and the other birth by the spiritual master and spiritual knowledge. Mother, Gayatri, or Veda, Vedamata, and the father, the spiritual master. This is another birth. So, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishyas, they are allowed, especially the Brahman. Therefore, the Brahmanas are called Dijasreshta. Amongst the twice born, the best of the twice born. So, it was addressed to the best of the twice born, Atappunghi Dijasreshta, Varnasama Vibhagas. They have got different occupation and duties, as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So, how they can become successful by discharging their duties. Now, saṁsiddhi haritosanam. Never mind whether you are a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, śūdra. It doesn't matter. See that by your activities, by your occupational duty, the Supreme Personality Godhead is satisfied. Then your occupational duty is successful. Otherwise, śrama eva hi kevalam. Simply wasting time and energy. So this uttisthita jagruti, satijasam pivati brahm. Satijasam, we have got that potency. So come to the light. Everyone, we have got this potency. Simply, we must be willing. That independence is there. I may not like it. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇaṁ braja. You do it. Krishna is all-powerful. He can force you to accept the principle, but that he will not do. He will not touch your independence. He will ask you to do it, but he will not force you to do it. If you do not take it, that is your choice. But this is the assurance. To become illuminated, to become awakened to spiritual consciousness, we can do it at any moment if we want to accept it. Satyajasa, we have got that potency. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for giving element to the people that if you like, you can take to Krishna consciousness and then your life is successful. Aradhita jadi haris tamasata takhim. That is the most welfare activities. Tattva sadharmam charanambujam phare. If by sentiment also you consciousness. Because in the beginning nobody is very serious. Sometimes by sentiment they take it. Even that is, this is also good, by sentiment. Tattva sadharmam charanambujam. And one who takes by sentiment, he may fall down. It doesn't matter. Because in that sentiment, just like here we find the children, they're dancing, they're chanting, they're playing the cymbal. All these activities are taken into account. Kṛta-puṇya-puṇyi collect all these effects of pious activities. This devotional service is so nice. So whatever you do, little bit, that is pious. Punna savana kīrtan. Even if you do not do anything, simply if you hear, that is also punna. Punna savana kīrtan. If I speak just like a parrot, if I do not know anything about, it doesn't matter. Still it is pious. Punna savana kīrtan. Somewhere other, the children, what do they know about Krishna consciousness? But they are becoming pious, purified. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Kṛta-puṇya puṇyā, śādhaṁ vijarahu kṛta-puṇya puṇyā, ittaṁ satāṁ brahma sukhānu bhutyā, dāsaṁ gatānāṁ paradaivatena. Maya sitana naradarukena sadhang vijarhu kritapunna punya. See, Sukadeva Goswami is describing when the cowherd boys were playing with Krishna. That description, he says, that these cowherd boys, they are not ordinary human beings. Kritapunna punya. They have accumulated many, many birds, pious activities, as a result of which they are now playing with Krishna. And who is Krishna? Ittham satanga brahma sukhanubhutya. Big, big rishis and yogis, those who are interested in brahmasu, are to march in the brahma effulgence. The source of brahma effulgence is here playing, Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna. So, this little accumulation of punna, very easy, no expenditure. Come here, enjoy this chanting and dancing. Even a child, kṛta punna punya, little. One day he will be able to play with Krishna. Thank you very much.